You're listening to The Sideman Designer, a podcast for creative minds, companies of one, and the people behind the scenes and front of house making great work happen. Hey everybody, welcome back. Thank you once again for joining me on The Sideman Designer. I really appreciate you coming back and listening in week on week. If, you know, you are a returning listener, if this is your first show, welcome. Really glad to be speaking to you. It is a rainy Thursday morning here in Nottingham, so I thought I'd take the opportunity to record a new show. I have got a couple in the bank that I'm ready to share with you, but I've recently started to put a bit more of a plan around the content that I'm sharing, and I've got something new. I've got something brand new that I wanted to share with you this morning. So I was listening to the Screw the 9-to-5 podcast. I really, really love that show, and it's well worth listening to. I'll link it in the show notes. So I was listening to their show, and you know, I follow them on Twitter and Instagram and everything as well. And they posted something about you know, how do you handle negativity online, and how do you handle when people get a bit, you know, a bit shady in the comments. And I thought about this because I have recently had an experience where somebody sent me something quite negative, and I wanted to respond, and I shared how I handled that. And I thought that looking back, it was some pretty good insight, if I do say so myself, and I wanted to share that with you today. So this is all about handling the haters online. You know, the joy of the internet means that negativity can be lurking around every corner. We've got social media, we've got message boards, we've got the comments section. Never stray into the comments. That, you know, it can bring out the best in people, but it can really bring out the worst in them as well. And something that's kind of occurred to me a lot, and the more that you hear about it in these kind of staying safe online messages, is that behind the screen people can be anonymous, and it's given people a voice, and in a way it's given people kind of a remit to call people out in ways which might have been unheard of in years gone by. And as content creators, everything we post, every comment we share, we stand a chance of really upsetting somebody. It's apparent, and we all know this, that you cannot please everybody. You know, it's a hard truth, but you can't please everyone, and nor should you. You shouldn't aim to try and please every single person, because then you're going to be creating bland content all the time. You know, you're allowed to share an opinion, you're allowed to have a voice of your own, but having that voice means you're possibly going to upset someone. So it struck me that when things go south, if things go south, what you do about it, your action, not a reaction, but your action, can mean the difference between, you know, your reputation being damaged, making a potentially valuable new contact, or possibly saving a relationship as well. I feel pretty lucky, all in all, that for all the things that I post online, the blogs, the podcasts, I could count on one hand the number of times that someone's actually taken issue with it and felt aggravated enough to tell me. When this kind of thing happens, you know, because we're people, we're human beings, gut instinct generally presents us with a couple of choices. You know, we can fight, we can react to the thing, and we can tell the antagonist, you know, you're full of it. And maybe we can feel a bit sore that someone called you out. Or we can just delete the message, go on with your life. Maybe, again, feeling a bit sore that someone called you out. So it's fight or flight. And you could pick either of those options and really go on with your day. You know, both are reasonable human reactions to that scenario of somebody calling you out, somebody sending you a negative message. But there is another way. And there's another option that, you know, I think is worth considering. But we have to put ourselves into someone else's shoes. So the first thing that I'll say about this, and this is probably the most important piece of advice that I really would like to impart to you, is that if you get a negative comment, you get an angry DM from somebody, stop what you're doing, close the app or the browser window, and take a breath. You could take yourself out of that situation straight away, and don't put temptation in your path to send a grumpy response. Don't text angry. Nothing you do online is going to be a one-time deal. If you send a grumpy response to somebody, it could come back and bite you. But once you've taken that breath, you're preparing yourself to kind of get back in the game and deal with it. And this kind of came about from a bit of a paradigm shift that I had, because I had a recent encounter with somebody where they sent me a message that started out quite barbarous. It was quite pointed, the thing they sent me. But I was kind of quick enough in myself to spot that I was about to send something snippy back to them, and I stopped and I jumped off Instagram. I closed it. So I went and I'm part of a couple of Slack groups, and I had a grumble at a friend. And what they said to me was that whatever I did, whatever I posted, the person who complained to me, they must have cared about it enough to send me something negative. They must have cared about it enough to send me something negative. And this kind of reframing, it completely flipped the whole thing on its head. I received a complaint about some content because somebody cared enough. It provoked them into an action. You know, I wonder, has this ever happened to you? That you've posted something and somebody has commented directly on the content. Not a personal attack at you, you know, but commenting on the content or the means you've shared your content. And you kind of have to think, why did the person who sent this message feel so compelled to send me that negative message? You know, at this point, we're not in a position of defense. We're kind of thinking and acting from a position of empathy. We want to understand what they're saying to you and why they're saying it. And, you know, you can open up a bit more of a conversation at this point with them. You know, it might be that you're still smarting a little, but you can start with an apology. It doesn't have to be groveling. Just kind of be honest and authentic and open. You know, this person cared enough to complain at you, to you, at you, I don't know. But you care enough about their complaint to try and help them. You could ask them, you know, I'm sorry you feel this way. Can I ask you why? We want to get into their shoes for a while. And, you know, with any luck, we want to try and catch some honest feedback from them as well. Hopefully they are on board for a chat, and you know, they might still be a little bit raging, especially if there was a really angry message, but hopefully you'll get a really good response that you can move this conversation forward. And if you've got something to work with, you can try and open it up a little and start a dialogue. If you find that you may be not getting very far with them, or they're defensive, or they just don't want to talk to you, you could try going in with something like five whys. This is a really good discovery exercise that I use as a designer to try and unpick conundrums and challenges within my kind of design work. You don't have to kind of approach it as kind of yes, but why, as blunt and as pointed as that, but you could find extra questions just to kind of try and coax out a little more information. I will say this, that it might be at this point, they just don't want to talk about it. They said their piece, they're done with you. You really got to be mindful of that. Find a safe way to put it down, get on with your life. Leave it and move on. If things are going well, and you're in this kind of dialogue within this conversation, it can be really useful to kind of ask for some feedback, you know. put the power back with this person and ask for their opinion. See if they can give you anything to work on. What could you do better next time? How could you stop it happening again for somebody else? And something quite scary that I realise is that even if only one person has spoken up because it's aggravated them, how many other people haven't? How many other people are having a similar problem with the things that you're putting out there? How much of an audience are you losing by not addressing these concerns? You know, you might not even get this far in the conversation, but if you have and you're able to get some feedback, great. Well done. Well done, you. You've been open enough and honest enough with somebody to change the conversation and gain something from it and to make them feel like they're listened to as well. Take that feedback on board and learn from it. Think about ways that you can improve next time. Now, let's be realistic about this. I know that this isn't going to be a workable scenario every time, and sometimes you are definitely just better off walking away. You are better off walking away. You've got to pick your battles. And I'm not saying that this is going to be a fight, but you've got to pick your battles. Experience will teach you when and where and why to stand your ground. You know, if you're talking to somebody who sounds like they're being vocal and negative, but you can pick a reason out of it, just give it a go. See where you can take it. See if you can help them come around and share with you rather than just shout at you. Human instinct and our gut reaction, it can cloud our vision and it can influence our actions. This is normal behavior, okay? This is normal. If someone shouts at you, you either want to fight them or you want to run away. That's normal behavior. But you can really elevate yourself and aim to resolve conflict rather than just fueling the fire or ignoring it. Put yourself into somebody else's shoes and do what you can to try and turn the situation around, learn from it, and turn these people who are hating at you, at your content, turn them into an advocate. See if you can grow a relationship out of it. But whatever you do, step back and breathe before you take action. I'd be really interested to hear how you deal with negative comments online about your content, negative feedback, and if there's things that you've gained from people in the past to change what you're doing, maybe improve your content, because I think it's really useful to grow and learn all the time, especially from your audience. As individuals, as creatives, and as companies of one, we are often our brand, and the audience is coming for us, not just a business. So anything that you can do to help heighten their experience as they're listening to you, watching you, reading your content, it's a positive thing. As always, you can find the show on Patreon. Anything you can do to support the show through that, a small donation, $1 a month, will help, you know, cover hosting costs. And, you know, I'm still having the conversations. I've got some great interviews coming up. So if you could sponsor the podcast, if you feel it is valuable to you, if you're learning something from it, please do. You can find me on Instagram, Tom Jepson Creative. You can find me on Twitter, at The Pixel Grid. And you can find me online, tomjepsoncreative.work. Thank you very much again for listening to the show. We'll have a new episode out in a week's time. I'm looking forward to sharing that next one with you. Have yourselves a great week.